Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 143 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to guess celebrity top or bottom.
Okay, that's a spin on this. I'm wondering what we were doing.
And these are just guesses. We have no way to personally verify.
Oh, I do. I'm kidding. All right. So are we just going to run the list of them? Are we going to explain who they are? Or?
Well, you should know who all of these are. These are all gay celebrities.
We're not the best pop celebrity, gay, or anything pop culture. So, okay. Okay, we'll play along. Okay, I guess I'll go. Zachary Quinto. He's a big old bottom. Have you ever seen his interviews? Yeah, he's a big old bottom.
Who is he?
Zachary Quinto?
Yeah.
It's Spock, Mr. Spock. It's Spock. And then the Star Trek franchise.
Oh, yeah. Every rendition of Spock is a bottom, I'm sure.
No, but no, you know who he is.
Producer and actor known for his roles in Heroes, Margin Call, and Star Trek. What is Margin Call?
I have no idea what Margin Call is. But you've seen Heroes.
Yeah.
I liked Heroes. I wish they would have kept it on. The first season was good anyway. But no, I like Zachary Quinto. But yeah, he seems like a Bill Bottom. And his interviews, yeah. He takes it and likes it.
It'd be interesting to listen to him when he redid that series that Leonard Nimoy did, In Search Of.
Okay.
Zachary Quinto did a remake of In Search Of.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The problem is it's not available on, I mean, you can stream it like on Prime, but you have to pay for each episode and it's just not worth it.
Yeah, $3.99 an episode. And
something like that.
You don't even get to keep it. You just get to watch it once and screw that. That's crazy.
Neil Patrick Harris. Have you heard of him?
Yes, I know who he is also.
How I Met Your Mother and Doogie Howser, M.D.
Mm-hmm.
Top or bottom?
I don't know.
I'm guessing top.
I'm thinking top too, yeah. Well, do they have to be both or one or the other?
It has to be one or the other. It's a binary world. You cannot...
Be quiet. Shut up. All right. Jim Parsons, actor, Big Bang Theory.
I've heard of him.
You know who he is, too.
I bet he's a top.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, okay.
I've seen his husbands on interviews and stuff, and his husband looks like a big bottom.
Okay. So, okay. Well, you're the godfather of gaydom is on the list, so we can't call you the godfather of gaydom, so.
What?
Nothing, don't worry about it. Nothing.
Jodie Foster, actor and director, Taxi Driver and The Silence of the Lambs.
She's a nasty bottom.
Really?
Yeah.
I peg her as a top.
You think so? I think she's a bossy bottom.
She's got big dick energy.
Do you think so?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think she's a nasty bottom. I think she's... Can't believe we're discussing this stuff. Especially we have the most conversation about the lesbian on the list. Oh my God. Sorry, Mom.
Guillermo Diaz.
Guillermo Diaz. I don't know who he is.
Half-baked, 200 cigarettes, and Stonewall. Until Stonewall, I don't think anybody knew who he was.
Okay.
He's a big bear.
He's cute. I would say, I'd hope he'd be a top.
No, big old bottom.
Is he a big old?
He's got to be a big bottom.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I'm just going to have to disagree with you on everyone.
How about Ian McKellen?
Ian McKellen.
Actor, Lord of the Rings in the X-Men series.
Bottom.
Think so. Huh?
And all of his sex partners are 19-year-old college students.
Yeah, he seems like a dirty old man. Yeah. And he does, when you see pictures of him out in the clubs, he's always with the young kids. He's always got them draped on his shoulders and stuff like that. So he's a dirty old man. Yeah. Piggy.
Matt Bomer, actor, white collar, American horror history. American horror story.
Okay. Don't know who
don't
he is.
Recognize, you've never watched American Horror?
I think I've seen American Horror. Maybe he just doesn't stand out. Is he in all the episodes?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched that since, what's his name? Stop doing it. The hot guy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I don't know. I would say picture, let's say top.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is who I was talking about, the godfather of gaydom, Elton John.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Big old bottom.
Big old bottom, yeah. He's had more Tom, Dick, and Harry than anyone's ever known what to deal with.
Tom's dick is hairy.
You're a mess. All right.
Cheyenne Jackson, actor, 30 Rock, and American Horror Story. He's in the news a lot.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
I think because he's gay.
Probably getting into trouble. Bottom. Okay.
Colton Hayes, actor, Teen Wolf, Arrow.
Say top. Just by looking at
it. Do we have to agree on one?
No. I don't think we're in any of them.
Okay, I guess I'll say top two.
Yeah, you can say bottom if you believe it is bottom. I'm just guessing.
Elliot Page, actor, X-Men, Juno, and the Umbrella Academy.
Top.
Definitely
top. Yeah, top. Yep.
I don't know how he's going to do that, but top.
Yeah. Adam Lambert, singer, American Idol, Queen.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Like all the band members of Queen, they're all bottoms. Except Freddie Mercury.
He's just 6 feet under. God. Sorry, Freddie. All right.
Wentworth Miller. You know who he is, right?
He's the really hot guy that's in Prison Break. He's bottom.
Definitely bottom. Because when he was in Prison Break, he was acting. I mean, he was acting straight.
Oh, yeah.
Because in every role he's been in since, the chiffon just falls out of his mouth.
Oh, really? Okay. That's hilarious.
Don't you remember him on Legends of Tomorrow or Legends of the Future, whatever, the time travel
yeah,
show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, chiffon mouth.
Yeah. Pearls are going everywhere. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
Big old bottom. Rosie O'Donnell.
Big dick energy. She's a top. She's a mean, angry top, too. I mean, you know she is. Why do we get so into the lesbians?
And I'd like to see a picture of her sticking out her tongue.
I don't know. I have to reel it back in.
A lesbian with a hard on.
Yeah. God, you're a mess. Oh, no.
Ricky Martin.
He's probably a top.
No. If he and I met, he'd bottom for me.
You think so?
I know he would.
Okay. I figured he probably had bottomed quite a bit when he was a kid. That's why he probably wants to be a top. Sorry, I'm just calling how I say it. All right.
Maybe for these people who this is their first episode they hear, they want to know what bottom and top means.
Yeah.
We're talking about pajamas.
Yeah. Their favorite type of pajamas. They want a big, angry top. Get out of here.
Lily Tomlin,
Once again, I think she's... No. I think she's a bottom.
What is her wife's name? Joan Wagner? The woman who writes all of her jokes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Bulldog energy.
Really?
I think she's the top in the relationship.
Okay.
So that makes Lily Tomlin the bottom.
Okay. It's Sam Smith, Oscar-winning singer and songwriter.
You know who he is?
Yes, I know who Sam Smith is. I think he's probably a bottom.
He's probably a bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Big old bottom.
Bottom. I mean, he'll probably surprise us, though.
Probably, but he seems like a bottom.
I'll bet many men have taken him home thinking he would service them and got a big surprise.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Barry Manilow.
Bottom.
Next. There's not even a question. Sorry, Barry.
I don't think he listens to us.
No, but it's still funny, though, because I don't care who you are. That's some funny shit. Bottom. Next. Oh, God.
George Takei.
Bottom.
Yeah, also bottom. His husband is pretty hot.
Yeah. Yeah. His husband puts up big dick energy, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah.
Wish I could remember his name.
No, yeah, I know. They've been together for quite a while, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Even publicly, they've been out. I mean, yeah. But before George Takei came out,
there was no...
It was kind of a secret, but... did I tell you about when he hit on me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you would have found out.
I could have been his husband.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller.
He's just a little kid. I know he's not.
You remember him in The Flash?
Yeah. I'd say he's a bottom.
Yeah, bottom.
Yeah.
Harry Bottom.
Yeah. Dan Levy, actor of Schitt's Creek.
Is it Levy or Levy?
Levy. It depends on if you're Jewish or not. Pretty much. Depends on what part of the country you're from.
Well, he's a bottom with big dick energy.
Yeah. So, Sean Hayes, actor Will and Grace.
Oh, top.
Yeah. Sure. We'll go with that. Some of these people we'd be surprised, though, I bet.
Well, let's make our mission to find out. We'll start with Sean Hayes.
Yeah. Well, no surprise there.
Cassandra Peterson.
I'd say bottom. I bet she's a surprise.
Well, most people aren't going to recognize her name.
No, I didn't know it until I saw AKA Elvira. Yeah.
She is a famous person who can go out into the world and nobody knows who she is, because without the push-up bra and the stacked hair...
Yeah, you
don't... I mean, she's not even a brunette. She's like a strawberry blonde or something. Mm-hmm. So she can go out into the world and nobody knows who she is. But which did you say, top or bottom?
Bottom.
Bottom. Okay. Lance Bass.
Bottom.
You had to think on that one.
Well, there's no Lance Bass or bass. There's no bass or... Yeah, there's
no bass in his voice.
No.
Sarah Gilbert.
She puts off big dick energy.
She, what was her character's name on the comic?
Sarah, oh my God.
I'm completely blank.
It's something along with Sarah.
The bratty daughter on
Rochelle. Darlene.
Yeah. Big dick energy.
Big dick energy, but I mean, because her wife for a while was the singer of Four Non Blondes. She puts all big dick energy.
Hmm.
Real big dick energy. And I don't know. I think I'm...
So every night they have to go out and find a bottom.
Yeah, I think so. Mm.
David Burkta. You recognize that name?
Mm-hmm.
American actor and chef, husband of Neil Patrick Harris.
Hmm. You think he's the bottom?
No, he's the top.
You think so? Hmm. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. How about...
We should verify that.
Yeah. How about Robert Kent, American actor known for his role as Ben Buckner of the Showtime series Queer as Folk?
I could go either way on him.
Mm-hmm.
He could probably go either way on me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who he is.
Oh, you don't even recognize the picture?
Not really.
He was the big, muscly guy on Queer as Folk.
Okay.
So, he's probably a bottom then.
Probably. A lot of them are when they're like that. Mm.
Luke McFarlane.
Bottom.
You remember him?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you didn't remember who he was.
Mm-hmm.
Really, until Bros came out, nobody knew who he was.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that kind of put him on the map, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. He's also kind of a big, muscular guy, so I'd say he's bottom.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of them are trying to hide their insecurities.
Dan Butler, known for his role as Bob Bulldog Briscoe on the TV series Frasier.
I never saw that show.
Oh.
I don't like Kelsey Grammer. I don't like his politics even more.
Well, okay. But Dan Butler, I think he was an out gay actor even then when Frasier was being produced.
Oh.
And kind of like Neil Patrick Harris, he played a womanizing straight man.
Oh, really? That's hilarious. They do it great. I mean, it's kind of like watching, well, like Eric Stone Street plays a brilliant gay man. He's as straight as can be, but he plays a hell of a gay man. It's just...
I bet I could make him gay.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Listen to you, my God. What happened to my husband?
Wanda Sykes. Top.
Do you think so? She's married to a French woman.
So?
I don't know. Like, the way you've never seen her interviews about her former wife. It's hilarious. She acts like she's smoking and stuff. It's a riot, but I think she's probably an angry bottom.
She's an angry everything.
Yeah. I like one that's like so.
Richard Chamberlain.
He's still alive. Did you dig him up from?
I think he's still alive, isn't he?
I think so, but he's really, really old. I didn't know he was gay.
You didn't?
No, I had no idea.
It was a huge scandal at the time.
Really?
The star of Shogun, it was gay. He hid it. He did not want anybody to know.
No.
Came out of the closet, screaming and kicking.
Well, okay.
But we haven't decided on...
Bottom.
Bottom, probably okay. Bottom. Yeah, those closet cases, they're all bottoms.
Mm-hmm. Andy Cohen.
Bottom.
You think so? I think so. He's probably a demanding
He's
bottom.
He's probably down on his knees most of the time.
Wilson Cruz.
Wilson Cruz. I think top.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, so.
The doctor on Star Trek?
Oh, okay, yeah. What did you say? Bottom?
Top.
You said top, okay, bottom.
I guess we'll have to take him out and see which one of us gets him.
Yep, there we go.
Thomas Dekker. You recognize him?
Mm-mm.
John Connor in Terminator. The young John Connor.
Okay. I didn't know he was gay either.
Hmm.
Okay. So, I'll say bottom.
Bottom. Yeah. Okay. Bottom. We're getting towards the end. Billy Eichner.
He's probably a top.
Yeah, because everything about him screams bottom.
Yeah.
So especially Billy on the street.
Yeah. So I think you think he's role reversal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about the queen of Gatom, Ellen DeGeneres?
Top.
Pick the M. Yeah. Big dick energy? Not really.
Tiny dick energy.
Yeah. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, you got a joke for us this week?
Mm-hmm.
What do we got?
Have you ever read the instructions on a stick of deodorant?
No. Here we go.
It says remove cap and push up bottom. And I'll bet that'll make your farts smell great.
Get out of here. Oh, get out of here. Shut up. I'm done with you.
This was episode 143 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E.